Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Happy holidays, right? Is this what holidays feel like for the Cleveland Browns? The path to 17-0, the path to the Super Bowl. We already knew the opponents, but now we had the actual week-by-week schedule for the Cleveland Browns and the rest of the NFL. Somehow it has literally become a national holiday. I'm your host, Josh Floha, with us, as usual, on the Brownscast, Joe Gilbert. And then another WFMY podcast brought to you by the Evergreen Podcast Network. And I just cannot believe that we are here podcasting about a freaking schedule that we've literally known the opponents for months now. And we finally got like the week by week breakdown. And now we're podcasting about it. So here we are. And I know we are one of like a million podcasts going on right now because the NFL rules are sports world, I guess. As the NBA playoffs are tonight, you would have no idea because everyone on Twitter is just talking about the NFL, in all honesty. The NFL and football rules us all. Joe, I guess first things first, besides the fact that you're the realist, what's your first thoughts on the Browns schedule?
I think it's easier than last year, just based on it's obviously so early, but it just seemed a little bit easier because obviously we're not playing the AFC West, which is a positive.
We did play the AFC West last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Or I think we. Okay, Browns, because we are not part of the Browns. I wish we were part of the Browns.
Yeah.
We are not. So the Browns did play the AFC West. Yet now that. Thank goodness. I mean, the Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, freaking Chiefs. That is a loaded man. I mean, the Browns don't have to worry about them in the AFC wildcard picture, but holy
it's just
cow,
nice not having to play the Raiders for the third straight year.
True. All right, and before we go any further, if you are – and by the way, I totally messed up the intro. We're like usual, we are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. If you are joining us live, here is the actual schedule breakdown brought to you by the Cleveland Browns on Twitter and social media team. Let's just go through it week by week. I'll do the first, in case you're somehow listening to this and you haven't looked at the schedule yet, it is at Panthers, home against the Jets. So home opener that the Browns can finally win for the first time in like decades, centuries. Mm-hmm. Home against the Jets, home against the Steelers, at the Falcons, at Chargers, at Patriots, home against the Ravens, at the Bengals, bye week. By the way, week 9 bye week, you couldn't have asked for a better bye week besides week 8. Maybe you'd want week 8, but right in the middle of the season, perfect.
Yeah.
At Dolphins, at Bills, home against the Buccaneers and Tom Brady, at Texans. Man, the Deshaun Watson game, huh? At Bengals. Home against the Ravens, home against the Saints, home against the Commanders, which is weird. I'm used to the Guardians by now. I have to get used to the Commanders. And then, I feel like it's not an NFL regular season if the regular season finale is not the Steelers.
Not Steelers or Bengals.
Is that like the thing where it has to be the Steelers?
Last year it was the Bengals, but yeah, it's one of those two AFC North teams.
I try to forget week 18 of last year, okay?
Hey, we won that game.
What, led by Nick Mullins, right?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
what a game.
But
yeah.
But here we are. Yeah. I mean, obviously the Deshaun Watson possible suspension. He's going to be suspended. I'm not going to get into this any more than right now. He's going to be suspended. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. It could be this season. I hope it's this season. I hope they don't put it off till 2023 because that's just going to be like a looming thing and it's going to be talked about on every single broadcast. Yeah, it's a matter of when, not if, and how many games. So the Browns could be led by Jacoby Brissett that first 4 weeks, but even that, I mean, that first 4 weeks of the schedule at Carolina, home against the Jets, the Steelers, and at Atlanta, I'm not going to jinx anything, but the Browns will likely be favored in all four of those games.
Yeah, they should be. There's no way that any of those four teams should be favored over them, unless some.
I thought you were going to say already. No. There's no way that the Browns should lose to any of those four teams. I was like, Joe,
favored.
You're a Cleveland Browns fan. Come on now,
favored. Yeah, it would be a catastrophe if something happened where the odds are favored in
catastrophe.
A catastrophe.
Joe, yes. I want to remind you, this is the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Anything can happen. Well, you never Anything know. Is possible, right?
Yeah. Overall, I just love that the bye week is at week 9 this year. Last year was just terrible. It was so late in the year.
Wasn't it week 12? Wasn't it the latest bye week they could have? Week 12?
Yeah, it was so late, and it was like it just felt like a drudge just to get there because we had so many injuries and all that. And so getting it kind of almost pretty much splitting the season up, it's very nice to get that week 9, middle of the season, give them a little breather. So, yeah, just that was my kind of first thing, always looking at see when the bye is.
Joe's first thing is looking to see when the bye week is. That way we have a week off from the Browns and some Insights Browncast edition.
Hey, you said that. This year we'll need it because we got to work for two holidays.
True. Oh, yeah, that's true. But speaking of holidays, Browns are home against the Ravens on Halloween, October 31st, obviously. That is the third home game, and that is week 7. Mm-hmm. And then they are home on Christmas Eve, and they are also – I'm missing one, right? And then both their primetime games are home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both holidays, if you consider Christmas Eve a holiday, both holidays are home and both primetime games are home. The primetime games are – man, I'm completely drawing a blank right now. The primetime games
– Week 8 are, and week 3.
Yeah, week 3 against the Steelers Thursday night and week 8 – against the Bengals on Monday night, and then right before their bye week,
and that's Halloween.
Yes, Monday night. So Halloween's on the Monday. Man, I might have to call it that Monday. Possibly.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
So yeah, you can as far as like the. I think the Browns. I would have had them getting more than 2 primetime games, especially more than 1 Monday night game, but. This is, I already said this would be the last time I brought him up, but I'll have to bring him up one more time. With the impending Deshaun Watson suspension, I think it's hard for Roger Goodell and the NFL to put any more Browns games on primetime. And later in the season, they can always be flexed to primetime. So I think 2 is a good starting point.
Yeah. And they also, week 15 and 18 can be flexed because those times are still actually not determined yet. So, those are definitely times that could be prime time, depending on how they play.
So, and 2 things that I'm noticing quick, I guess we already knew this because we already knew the opponents. No West Coast games, and all games are, well, besides the 2 be determined games and possible flex games, all games that are not Thursday night or Monday night are at 1:00 Eastern time, which is ideal for us.
Yes.
Looking at us first is ideal for us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But yeah, it's definitely a change from last year because how many 1:00 games do we have last year? Not that many. There's a lot of. It
seemed like we were pulling quite a few. Like, hey, we're getting out here at freaking 12:30 in the morning and talking Browns after
game. Right, we had a couple 4:00 games. It was an interesting season last year. So, kind of more normal Browns schedule this year.
And what's not going to be normal, I think the NFL schedule gods are hoping that the Baker Mayfield is traded to the Panthers. Because he was traded to the Panthers, that would be an unbelievable season opener. Oh my gosh. Let's put it this way. If he's traded to the Panthers, you have to donate. We'll create a GoFundMe. You have to donate $1 to the Brownscast GoFundMe every time Chip on the Shoulder is said. We'll be millionaires by the time game time starts.
Billionaires by then.
Did you guys hear, by the way, Baker Mayfield has a chip on his shoulder? Did you guys hear that? Breaking news.
Oh my god, just the storylines surrounding that could be just off the charts. But especially with the Browns
give it to me. Roger Goodell, make it so it has to be done. I don't care what you do with Carolina, just make it so it has to be. It has to be.
Right. Just like on top of just like the Browns, like terrible week one luck they've had over the years, and they have to face Baker Mayfield. That would be one of the more epic matchups of the year.
That would be the most epic season opener since 99.
Probably. Yeah, even bigger than Kansas City last year.
Oh, man, I already forgot about Kansas City last year, too. I kind of threw, like, last year away. I wanted to forget last year, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so let's just get right into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not play the schedule game first, or why not, like, break down the season, the win totals first? It's up to you.
Whatever you want to do. Let's go over the – let's go game by game. Kind of
game by game.
Yeah.
All right. So, and it's important to know, I hate two things. I hate player comparisons when it comes to draft talk, whether it's NBA, NFL, anything. Like, no one should be compared to LeBron James. No one should be compared to Patrick Mahomes. Okay. Two, I hate when strength of schedule, like, I know there's probably, if you search NFL strength of schedule on Google right now, there's probably a bunch of stories already that just do strength of schedule by last season's win totals. Like, those teams don't change. Like, they'll use Seattle's record from last year.
Right. And then the Broncos. Same as
Denver's, even though Russell Wilson literally went from Seattle to Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would much rather use Vegas's win totals, which I think is a lot more realistic. You know, I mean, Vegas is always right. We all know that. They could be off too, just like we saw with the Cavs. The Cavs doubled their Vegas win total, but I would much rather go with Vegas win totals than last season's record, just because the win total has the current roster in mind.
Yeah.
So, Panthers, season opener. As things currently stand, which is Baker Mayfield is not on the Panthers, and the Panthers are led by, man, Sam Darnold. Imagine having to lean on Sam Darnold in a potential year.
Or Matt Corral.
Holy cow. Matt Rhule, dude. Like, aren't you demanding a Baker Mayfield trade, to be honest? Panthers win total. Over under 6.
Yeah.
That is tied for the worst in the league. No. Okay. My bad. Not the worst. Just above the Seahawks at 5.5 and the Jets at 5.5.
Wow.
Panthers are at 6. Like we said, Browns are going to be favored in the game. Whether the Panthers have Baker Mayfield or not, I know they're on the road. Browns are favored. I can promise you that. Take it to the bank.
You can already tell what their outlook is there's already rumors of Sean Payton going to the Panthers next year, after next year. So that just shows you where they're thinking
The schedule just came out, and Matt Rhule's already on the hot seat.
Seriously. He was in the hot seat after last
season. I just can't believe that Matt Rhule is going to go into a season, a make or break season for him.
Right.
With Matt Corral or Sam Darnold as his quarterback.
Unbelievable.
Man,
it's crazy.
Panthers, man. At least you have CMC for 6 games of the year.
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess that's the only negative about playing the Panthers week one is Christian McCaffrey's healthy, right? Unless he somehow gets hurt in training camp.
There is training camp in preseason.
Yeah, true. But that's probably one of 6 games that he'll be healthy on the year. And as a fantasy footballer, I know far too well that CMC is really good when healthy, but he is not healthy all that often.
Yeah.
The Jets, 5.5. So the Browns' first two opponents are projected to win 11.5 total games combined. Like we said, the Browns will be favored. I think for the NFL, you get like 4 points for being the home team. I would say the Browns will be favored by 3.5 against the Panthers. That'd be like 7.5 neutral, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 4 to 4.5 against the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. Well, actually, it obviously depends on Deshaun Watson. Man, I need to stop saying that name in this podcast. But it depends on Deshaun Watson and Jacoby Brissett. But even with Jacoby Brissett, the Browns are so loaded, and we'll get into this. We already know, we've already talked about it, but this is for further in the offseason too. The Browns roster's loaded so much that I think even with Jacoby Brissett, the Browns are still heavily favored in those 2 games.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know heavily, but yeah, they would definitely be
favored. Okay, my not heavily favored. I'd say like 3.5 to 6 points.
Right.
That's not heavy. My bad. That's yeah. wrong use of words.
Right.
Week yeah. three, the Steelers at home Thursday night. I don't know who the Steelers are playing week two ahead, but it's obviously no one that's going to be worse than the Jets because the Jets are at 5.5 total wins right now. But the Steelers are at 7.5 over-under wins. So they're projected to go 7.5 and 8.5. Obviously, it's not a half game, but they're projected to go under 500 as well. But it's the Steelers at home. I mean, the Steelers seem to always give the Browns problems. Luckily, though, Ben Roethlisberger is no longer the quarterback. So that could be...
Is that lucky that or is that...
I'd say it's lucky
because
Big Ben is literally the winningest quarterback in First Energy Stadium, and he played one game in Cleveland a year.
True.
And
the Steelers
so Thursday night.
The Steelers are going to be coming off of a home game against the Patriots the week before.
Ooh, I'll take that. So the Browns Sunday get the Jets, the Steelers get the Patriots going into a short week. I'll gladly take that. And I'm somehow bleeding right now, by the way.
I don't know.
Back to this. So, Kenny Pickett, first time under the Amazon primetime lights. He has to go up against Myles Garrett and hopefully Jadeveon Clowney and company. Week three.
Or the hometown boy comes back. Mitch Trubisky.
I thought we were talking about a Browns defensive end. I was like, wait, who are they going after a defensive end that's a hometown boy?
Mitch Trubisky, probably.
Either way, I will gladly take Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Small Hands Pickett over Big Ben any day of the week as Browns fan. Man, I wish the Browns were to play the Steelers both games. I know they'll play week 18. I wish both the games were going to be cold. I love the small hand stuck and all the memes surrounding Kenny Pickett's small hands are glorious, by the way.
Just look at the final game.
Yeah, I know. But that game's not going to matter, though, because the Browns will be in the playoffs and the Steelers will be out.
That's true. They're going to be fighting for they're going to be trying to lose to get the number one pick.
No. We do not need the Steelers to get the number one pick. That is worst case scenario.
I know, yeah.
Worst case scenario for that.
Yeah.
So on to week four. I was just going to say what I think the Browns record will be so far, but that's for after this. I know, man, Falcons, 5. I did not even see the Falcons. They have the lowest projected win total in Vegas right now at 5. So far it's 6, 5.5, 7, and 5. You couldn't have asked for easier first four games with
Marcus Mariota. Or without.
Yeah, you have Marcus Mariota. Why can't I think of the tight end's name right now? Second year out of Florida.
Kyle Pitts,
and then they just drafted the guy too. Did they draft Drake London?
Drake London, yep.
That could be a fun name offensively, but I think the Browns will do enough. That could be a fun game defensively. I think the Browns will do enough offensively to win that game pretty handily.
Yeah, that's where the Browns' versatility is going to come up big because they have JOK. They have some bigger defensive backs now, so. It'll be interesting to see kind of how they match up against them. But, yeah, they're playing – that team's a basketball team right now.
A basketball team playing football. Right. The Atlanta Falcons 2022 team.
Probably not ideal.
So, the first real tough matchup of the year. Yes, I said it because the Browns will be favored in 4. I'll put money on it. I mean, this is a bad bet, but the Browns will be favored in the first four games. I can guarantee you that.
I would assume so.
Week 5, the Chargers. Season win total 10.
Yeah.
And the NFC, that West division is freaking loaded.
It'd probably be higher if they're in any other division.
True. Seriously. I mean, the fact that they're in the AFC stinks, but like the AFC West, imagine like Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, and Derek Carr. I don't have the contracts in front of me. How much guaranteed money is that for quarterbacks in that?
I know, right?
It has to be almost a billion.
Like Derek Carr is the worst quarterback in that division, and he's still top 10, probably. Just around top 10.
Yeah. I mean, I was gonna gladly take him as a Browns. I love Derek Carr.
Right.
And yeah, he is the worst quarterback in that division. That is mind-boggling.
Yeah, probably.
So the Chargers, that is by far the first tough matchup of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, it's at home.
It's home, yep.
And that will be a 10 a.m. local start for the Chargers, too, which is a Browns advantage as well.
Definitely, yeah, that's definitely a big thing.
And then the Patriots, the dreaded Patriots. Bill Belichick doesn't know how to draft anymore, but he sure as heck knows how to win still, somehow. Patriots are at 8.5, which is a bit high, I feel like. Especially with Miami getting better, I feel like that is a bit high.
Yeah, they kind of fell off a cliff last year. Yeah, they got blown out in the playoffs. And yeah, I could see them kind of falling. You never know with Bill Belichick. He's like a even better version of Mike Tomlin, where
the Patriot way, right?
Right.
It's like when they drafted that quarterback that literally no one had going in the first round, and was just it's the Patriots. Like, get the heck out of here. And I mean, Bill Belichick won, but they don't have Josh McDaniels anymore. So that could be interesting too.
Yeah, I forget about that too. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see. But I hope we can pull that one off.
Same.
It's at home. It's another at home.
At home too. Yeah. At home. And then at the Ravens. At Baltimore, obviously going to be a tough matchup no matter who's playing. Ravens are 9.5 over under. I mean, right now, they traded Hollywood Brown, but the Ravens' defense is going to be very good. It's going to be even better than it was.
Triple option.
They're just going to run. And if they don't run too much, they're going to run some more.
It's actually kind of nice that they're doing it's Patriots and then Ravens. They're sort of similar styles almost because they're both kind of running first. So it'll be kind of.
They both don't have good quarterbacks. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not saying that right out, but they're not the passing game. Let's just say the passing game's not the strongest suit.
Let's just say that both those games, the offense is going to chew the clock, the opposing offense is going to chew the clock. And the Browns' offense is going to have to be very efficient with the few opportunities they have.
Yes, true.
And the Browns' defense will hopefully still have enough depth and not too many injuries by this time that they'll be able to stay, not 100%, but stay refreshed.
I'm knocking on wood right now.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Next up. So in the third division game in the first 7 games, home against the Bengals, Halloween. Here's to hoping Monday night. Here's to hoping that is not a scary Halloween for Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, that's probably one of the more fun games of the season. It's going to not end actually because it continues after the bye week. But this is a really tough stretch from Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, and then Bengals here. And then this one's going to be a fun one at home.
Part of me wishes that the first 4 games and the next 4 games were kind of split. A little bit intertwined.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of bunch them all together here. But it's gonna be interesting to see what the Bengals are this year because there's a lot of metrics. There's a lot of metrics out there that they're like sort of like last year with the Browns where the metrics were a little bit kind of a regression is definitely in the fold for them. So it'll be interesting to see.
There's a reason why there's a law called the law of averages. Regression, I mean, the metrics, obviously, like Joe just said, yes, Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow,
right?
And Jamar Chase is Jamar Chase, but it seems like they got a little lucky, whether it was with injuries or whatever. But then again, I mean, they got better. Obviously, a lot of teams got better, whether it's the draft or free agency. They finally got a good offensive line, or a better offensive line than what they had. So, yeah. Luckily, though, I know you just said that during this tough four-game stretch ahead of the bye week, three of the four games were at home.
Yeah, that's the key. Yeah, that's definitely the key.
That said, though, five of the first eight games prior to the bye week are at home. So that means a lot of away games the second half of the season.
Also, a lot of warm home games, so I'll take it.
True. As a season ticket holder, you, that is very true. I never thought of that. See, as a fan that's just watching the games at home, I'm like, it's the same temperature for me no matter what.
Yeah, so.
And we haven't said this yet, 17 games, the Browns have nine of those. I'm assuming they had nine home games last year.
They did, yes.
So this year they have nine away games.
Yep.
But hey, don't worry, season ticket holders.
Two preseason games.
So don't worry. And the season ticket prices are still going to be the exact same, even though you get one less home game. Well, my bad. One less Red Blue season home game. Because they're going to try to make it seem like, oh, well, you get two preseason games, you can make up the money that way.
No, thank you.
All right. So Bengals, we just talked about Monday night, bye week. Mm-hmm. After the bye week, remember the joke when it used to be like, oh, yeah, the Browns lost to the bye week. I'm so glad those days are over with.
Yes. Yes.
After the bye week, at the Dolphins, the fighting Tuas, the fighting Tariq Hills. Speaking of Tyreek Hill and Tua, did you see the video that was posted on Twitter?
Yes.
Of Tua underthrowing Tyreek Hill?
Wobbling.
I think that was, today's Thursday. I think that was Monday.
Yeah.
There is a Teamwork Online, which is like a way to find sports jobs. They're hiring a new video producer.
No way.
Dolphins are. I don't know if it's Photoshopped. I just saw it on Twitter. So I think, I don't think the Dolphins team liked that video surfaced. Because it was like making, I forget what the caption was. There's something about making a good connection, but the throw was absolutely hideous and they just got ragged on Twitter so bad. But yes, I don't know if it's Photoshopped or not, but the Dolphins, there was an application Dolphins video producer.
Yeah.
But speaking of Dolphins, I honestly don't know much about the Dolphins besides the fact that they have Tua, Mike Gesicki. They traded Devontae Parker. They don't have Devontae Parker anymore. They just gave Tyreek Hill a bunch of money.
They got
Waddle. I honestly don't really know much about the Dolphins. Didn't they just sign Sonny Michel too?
I think so. Yeah.
They have a bunch of running backs too.
Yeah. They for some reason don't want to play Myles Gaskin, but
whatever. Hey, let it be. Let it be.
Yeah. They have Waddle too. He's really good too.
Oh, and I forgot to do the season win totals. Bengals, by the way.
Yeah.
Is at 10. And by the way, speaking of all this, Browns season win total, they're off the board because of the Deshaun Watson impending suspension, and we don't know how long that's going to be. So for those wondering what the Browns are projected to be at, it is at N/A right now. But the Dolphins, so the Bengals were at 10 prior to the bye week. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins are 9, so they're projected to go 9-8, which is actually probably right where about it. Because they have so many. I mean, they could be good if Tua turns into something. And speaking of, they have no backup anymore. Wasn't Jacoby Brissett their backup last year?
Yeah. So they're similar to what the Browns were last year. It's going to be driven.
Joe just compared Tua to Baker Mayfield. All right, continue.
They're going to be driven by how good their quarterback was. It's a make or break year for Tua. He's got every single thing he can want on offense. He's got running backs. He's got receivers, tight ends. He's got to step up and play and make a difference this year because he hasn't shown it consistently so far.
Yeah. Same with Baker Mayfield, right?
Yes. I'm Carolina.
please just shade him to Carolina, please. All right, so they have at the Dolphins, and then this is a tough stretch again. At the Bills, this is their toughest game of the season.
Yeah, well,
at Buffalo,
the next one's pretty hard too.
Well, but at least the Buccaneers is at home. I'm talking about the fact that it's on the road too.
Yeah,
Buffalo is most likely, them and the Chiefs are most likely the favorites to win the AFC, I'd say. I'd put both. If I was a betting man, okay, I am a betting man.
You are
a betting If I was man. To put money on a team to win the AFC, I'd put on the Bills. If I had to, I'd put on the Bills.
Yeah. It's good.
And the fact that it's at Buffalo, that stadium's going to be freaking rocking. That's going to be a very tough game.
Yeah. This season's going to be defined by October, November, I think. Like the meat of the schedule here is October, November. How they kind of come out of November is gonna kind of define what the Browns are this year. So it'll be interesting to see.
Sorry, I'm trying to put us. It didn't go to Facebook Live, so I'm trying to do something with this. But all right, so back to this. So yeah, at Dolphins at Buffalo.
What's Buffalo's win total?
Did I say it? I didn't say it, did I? 11.5.
Wow.
Them and the Buccaneers, next team that
back, Browns back play. To back.
Back to back, both 11.5. Those are both the best totals in the NFL. And you have them back to back weeks.
Yeah.
So luckily, Buccaneers are at home, but that is by far the toughest 2 weeks back to back stretch in the season. Mm-hmm. And it's right in the middle of the season, I guess. I'm trying to like think positive here. But, man, I mean, Josh Allen and then Tom Brady back-to-back, that is freaking tough, man.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So, let's see. The week before, Buffalo plays, they play Minnesota.
Womp, womp.
At home, it looks like. So, no advantage there or anything like that. These back-to-back games, this is probably the hardest stretch right here. Bills and Bucks.
By far.
Two of the top Super Bowl contenders. Tom Brady's probably final year here, so it's gonna be interesting to see.
Tom Brady, I would say he's gonna retire. I like how he said like he wanted to retire to spend more time with his kids.
And I think
he signs a 10-year $375 million Amazon deal. Amazon deal. My bad. Fox deal.
Fox. I think his media deal kind of tells you this is his last season.
Yeah. He's
not waiting for $30 million.
If you're listening to this, so this will be Tom Brady's 22nd season in the NFL. Including this season, he'll be paid $333 million, I think is the number, or 322, something like that. So in 22 seasons, around $330 million. In 10 years at Fox as an analyst, which is a lot less work, a lot less time consuming. I mean, I'm not saying that being an announcer is like easy, but it's a lot less time consuming than being a player. 10 years, $375 million. So he'll make more in 10 years being an analyst than he will in 22 years as a player. That is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's the richest media deal ever, I think.
By far, not even like close.
I think Jim Rome was second, which is shout out to Jim Rome.
Yeah, by the way, that was a meme too. Everyone's like, don't let Tom Brady getting $375 million distract you from the fact that Jim Rome gets paid $30 million a year.
Shout out to Jim Rome getting the bag, man.
Man. Oh, man, here's hoping this Browns cast and WFNY can turn into that someday. Yes.
If anyone wants to shell out $30 million, I will gladly take it.
Yeah, I'll take $29,999,000.
We will do anything for that amount of money. So just
I'll literally take $100. All right, so back to the schedule. We had, after that brutal stretch at Texans.
Yeah, the return.
The return of Deshaun Watson in Houston. That is, I mean, the Browns are going to be heavily favored in that game, especially because Deshaun Watson, I think it's very obvious that he will, no matter what, be playing that game. I think if he gets suspended this year, which I hope if he does get suspended, and I think he will get suspended, I hope it's this season, not next season, like I said earlier, he'll be back for that game. Texans, one of the worst teams in the NFL, especially without Deshaun. Oh, actually, they are, according to Vegas win totals, they are the worst team in the NFL. 4.5. They're the only team below.
What's Jacksonville?
Sorry, Jacksonville 6. Ooh. They're the only. I would say they're the only take team the below 5. On that one, obviously, 6-6. Yeah, I know. There are two teams at 5.5, and then I think Jets are at 5.5. and Seahawks are at 5.5, and Texans are all by themselves at 4.5. Speaking of, by the way, Seahawks. I won't get into the Baker Mayfield, the Seahawks talk, because I know exactly what the Seahawks are doing.
They're trying to
get that number one pick.
It could be a switch here. Baker Mayfield could be a
Wait, Baker to the Texans?
There's a rumor after the draft that they might
come back to it.
I
know people are saying like Baker Mayfield would be an upgrade over whoever. Davis Mills. That's who their quarterback is. Davis Mills, whatever it is. Yeah. Sounds like a cereal.
He almost beat us last year.
Yeah, he almost beat us. Two, if like teams like Texans and Seahawks, Texans and Seahawks. They're not going to get Baker Mayfield for 1 year.
Right.
And then not tank. I mean, they want a top two pick in the NFL draft. So why would you get Baker and increase your win total from like 5-6 or 5-7 and then not get that top pick? I mean, let's be honest. We all know who's hopefully going to be at the top of the draft next year. Ohio State's own CJ Stroud. So yeah, if you're that, like you need a team. I mean, even Carolina's would be bad too. That's the Browns problem too. Not only like no one really wants to pay Baker, but like the teams that have an opening are so bad that they might not want him because it'll ruin their draft pick next year too.
That's why Carolina makes the most sense because it's the only team that they're
because everyone's gonna be fired.
That's right.
Yeah, I still can't believe that Carolina is doing what they're doing, but that's beside the fact. So after the Texans, you are at the Bengals. So keep in mind, after the bye week, remember how we said that 5 of the first 8 games prior to the bye week are at home? After the bye week, 4 of the first 5 are on the road. So that's where it catches up to you.
6 of the last 9 overall.
And 6 of the last 9. Jeez.
Yeah.
And they're all back-to-back, too. It's not like they're scattered. It's like back-to-back away, back-to-back away, back-to-back away.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah.
So at Bengals, we already went over the Bengals. They're probably going to get a little bit worse. I'd like go back to the mean a little bit, but they're still Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase.
Right.
Still a very good team. Home against the Ravens. We already went over the Ravens as well. Browns need to make the most of their limited opportunities on offense in that game, especially in December, because that's going to be cold at home.
Yes.
And then you have the Saints at home. The last home game of the regular season.
Saints. Christmas Eve.
Oh, that is Christmas Eve. Duh. Because I have our like page looked up, so I don't have the dates on there. Saints over under 8, so they're projected to be right around 500.
Yeah,
their quarterback Jameis Winston. That could be a really good offense.
Yeah,
like really good offense.
He played well early on last season. So it's definitely not some shabby team that doesn't have a quarterback. He's one of those like kind of mid range guys that can beat you in any game if he plays really well.
Yeah, so they have Jameis Winston, Michael Thomas. I mean, I'm a Saints fan just because it's freaking Ohio State South down there. It seems like Michael Thomas, Chris Olave. I mean, that offense could be very – that could be a very big test for the Browns' defense, especially late in the season.
Yeah, well, their defense is what they are all about this year. So it's gonna be a hard matchup for the offense, too. That's one of the best defenses in the league. So it'll be interesting to see how they match up there.
Yeah, so then we have the Washington Commanders, which is like a huge box of unknowns. Because I like that defense is good, their offense should be good, but the Commanders are at 7.5, so they're projected to go right around 500 as well.
Should be good, but who's their quarterback?
Yeah, that's the problem. And it's at Washington. Talk about the worst stadium in freaking the NFL.
Please, hopefully, no one gets hurt on that grass.
Oh, especially right before the playoffs.
Seriously.
Oh man. So, but that is that's New Year's Day, man. So. Sunday,
oh man,
Christmas and New Year's are both on Sundays, which means not only is it going to be NFL Sunday, but I'm assuming that's going to be a big day for college bowl games as well.
They'll probably do Christmas Eve, I would assume. I don't think they're stupid.
I was talking about Rose Bowl and stuff. They're always on New Year's Day. I wonder if that will change this year. I bet you they're not going to compete with the NFL.
No, I feel like the Rose Bowl will stay, but everything else will
By the way, I just now noticed your shirt. Is that a WFNY shirt?
It is.
Man, I wanted one of those shirts so bad, and they were out of stock by the time I could get my hands on them. Now they're out of stock forever.
Novelty item right here.
Damn it. Commander, 7.5 though. I mean, Chase Young's good, but yeah, like Joe said, they don't really have a quarterback.
By the time this game hits, it might not even be one set quarterback.
True.
It might be one of their.
They might be trying to tank by then. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
The regular season finale at Pittsburgh. Here's to hoping that this game doesn't matter. Right. In a good way.
In a good way, yes. In a good way.
No, here's hoping this game doesn't matter and the Browns are actually trying to win. Because a lot of times over the last two decades that I remember Browns football, it's like, it's week 17. It would be better off to lose anyway. So right. I hate
rooting for losing.
Dude, it's, man, but you're a Browns fan. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here's hoping that game means nothing, but in a good way.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the schedule right there. All 17 games. We're not even going to talk about the preseason because the preseason's a joke anyways. The best thing about the biggest thing about preseason is just stay healthy, literally.
And there's only three. Yay.
Yeah. Yay. But you get two home games. Yay.
Anybody wants tickets, check me out.
at Joe Gilbert, WFMY on Twitter.
DM me.
Slide into those DMs. Slide into Joe's DMs. So we didn't really go through the schedule like in depth, but I feel like it's not really needed just because there's still so many unknowns prior to the season. I mean, the season doesn't start for freaking
most notably
4 months, 5 months. So there's still so many unknowns. Yeah. A lot of unknowns starting the roster too. Injuries, whatever. So we'll get into the actual in-depth part of the opponents closer to the season. Let's put it that way. But let's move on. The schedule game. As Browns fans, we love playing this game. How many games, like what will be the Browns record? Who will they lose to? Just
bring it. I'm ready.
You're going first. Browns record. Go.
Okay. First game, win. Second game, win.
Just say first four games wins, damn it.
First four games wins.
This is like the intentional walk where you used to have to pitch all four pitches. Now you just say, we're intentional walking him, and he goes first base.
Fifth game, Chargers loss. So that's 4-1. Fifth, Patriots is a win, so 5-1. Away at the Ravens is going to be a loss. So 5-2, then win at Bengals 6-2. We have a bye week, win versus the Dolphins. So that's 7-2. Loss.
Wow.
Loss versus the Bills, which is 7-3. Loss versus the Bucks, which is 7-4, and then win versus the Texans. That's 8-4. Win versus the Bengals, 9-4.
Wait, hold on. Do you have them winning at Cincy?
I do. Joe Burrow has not beaten the Browns yet. So,
did you have them winning?
I'm continuing.
Did you have them winning at home against Cincy too?
Yeah. Joe Burrow can't beat the Browns.
Wow. All right, it's continue. Thing, sorry, I totally just messed up. You probably lost your record by now.
9-4.
My bad. Okay.
I think we're 9-4. I hope. By the time we get to the end of this thing, it adds up to 17, so we'll get there.
You're good. You're at 13 games and there's four left. You're good.
Okay. So Ravens, 9-4. So we're I'm gonna say this is a win because this is at home. So 9-4, that'll be 10-4.
Wait, hold on. So you have them undefeated in the division so far? 10-4?
No, I have them losing the first Baltimore game.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah. All right, continue. Sorry.
So 10-4. I say beating the Saints, that would be 11-4. This is getting a little out of hand.
Joe's not a homer at all. No, no homer. He is not a homer. Nope.
Okay. And then we're sweeping the last two. So
13-4?
13-4. Bring it.
I would just like to throw out there.
Now, this is with an asterisk if Deshaun Watson, based on Deshaun Watson, okay?
I would just like to throw out there that the most win, like the biggest win totals for the most wins this year in Vegas are 11.5. So
take the over, everybody.
On the board, take the over, according to Joe Gilbert.
Yes. I'm very high on the Browns this year, as you can tell.
13-4, man.
And as I said, asterisked on whatever the heck happened.
Excuse me, sir. Already started for being a homer.
With Deshaun Watson. Don't you know
that you're a grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right. I've never done it.
Right. I think, all right. First four. I want to say all four are going to be wins, but the Browns are going to Browns one of those games, 3-1. I'm not going to say which game, but the Browns are going to Browns one of those. Is that okay? Do I have to go bank game by game?
Which one are you going to lose?
Well,
you're going to say the
assuming
Steelers.
They don't have Deshaun Watson, I'll say at Atlanta.
Okay.
So I don't think it's going to happen, but being a Browns fan for 31 years, I'm used to the Browns being the Browns, no matter who is in charge and who's at quarterback. And if it's Deshaun Watson, 4-0, but I think he's going to be suspended. So with Jacoby Brissett, 3-1.
Okay.
At Chargers. No, my bad. Home against Chargers. Lost, 3-2. Home against the Patriots. Screw Bill Belichick, man. And by the way, can we stop with this Browns-fired Bill Belichick then? That was the Ravens. It wasn't the Browns.
Right.
All right, but the Browns beat the their former coach. 4-2.
4-2.
At Ravens. Loss, 4-3. That's a toss-up, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that at Baltimore, that's going to be a... Is that game prime time? No, it's just...
No, the next one.
Back to it. All right. Home against Cincinnati. Win. Especially ahead of the bye week. Hopefully that's not a trap game for the Browns. Ahead of a bye week, following a big road game at Ravens. Hopefully it's one of those things where like they're looking forward to having a good bye week rather than looking forward to the bye week, if that makes sense. Does it? Yeah, that makes sense. 5-3. Bye week. The Browns finally beat the bye week. At Dolphins, 6-3. I can't wait for Tua to throw clip this. He will throw a pick six, and the game, the last possession will end with a pick by Tua. The game could end with a pick six, which would be glorious.
Ooh.
By Denzel Ward.
Yes.
At Bills, loss. Man, that was quick.
Bucks.
7-6-4, right?
Yeah.
Man, home against the Bucks, loss 6-5. Shoot, this isn't good. Texans win 7-5 at Bengals. Loss 7-6.
Ooh.
Ravens at home game. There's no way they lose that. 8-6. Saints. They have a good offense, but I think Jameis Winston's had too many crab legs by this point in the season. 9-6. Commanders. At this point, they might be tanking. They might be trying to get as close to that number one pick as possible. I could not even name you their starting quarterback right now, to be honest. If you put a gun to my head and said, oh my gosh. See, if you would have put a gun to my head and said, name the Washington Commanders starting quarterback, I'd be dead. I totally forgot Carson Wentz.
By the way, so, just like I was saying, intertwined. 4.5 is the Carolina Browns game. That's the line.
Is it?
Yeah. 4.5 favorites.
Isn't that right? What I said. I mean, I'm such a good Vegas insider. That shows you that I've lost way too much money in Vegas.
Yeah.
But so neutral field. I'm pretty sure in the NFL, home teams are given 4 points. So neutral field, Browns would be favored by 8.5. At home, they're favored by I'm doing this the wrong way. Neutral field, the Browns would be favored by 0.5 point. Home, they'd be favored by 8.5. I feel like 8.5 is a lot in the NFL.
Yeah, I was just looking. They're actually heavy,
especially with a healthy Christian McCaffrey.
Right. Betting odds for week one, the Colts are 7.5 favorites for Houston. That shows you how bad Houston is. Because the Colts aren't that great.
Yeah, exactly. So right now I'm at 9-6. 9-6, yes. Commanders, 10-6. Steelers, in a game that if they're 10-6, that game is going to mean something, I'm assuming.
It is, yeah.
Probably for the division.
Cool, yeah.
So, and before I continue, 11-6.
Yeah.
I'll take 11-6.
Nice.
Especially, I know you were getting worried right there because Browns were 7-6 going into the final 4 weeks.
Can I amend mine?
No, you're already proven to be a homer.
Come on, give me. I'm going to change the last Bengals game to a loss. So okay. 12-5.
Loss?
Or 12? Yeah, 12-5.
12-5. So you have them losing.
Losing to the Bengals.
At Bengals.
At 12-5.
Yeah. Either 12. So if they, I have them 10-6 going into week 18. You have them 11-5.
I'm 11-5 should be sitting. I would assume. No,
I don't know.
You never know.
I think the AFC North too. It's like the SEC in college football where they're just gonna beat each other up.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess same with the AFC West though too.
Right. It's gonna
AFC West is so loaded though. It's crazy.
That's why I feel it could be like the win totals for the wild card especially are gonna be a little bit lower because like the teams that are good are all in the same divisions. Like it's literally the AFC North and the AFC West that are going
to
be
said battling. Though, I think the Browns' best shot to make the playoffs is to win the division.
I think they have
a better shot of winning the division than winning the wild card.
I would agree with that.
But 11-6, that's pushing it. 12-5 should win it. 12-5, you're in the playoffs no matter what. 11-6, I'm assuming you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because 11-6, you could somehow lose a tiebreaker. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I will gladly take 11-6. I would really love 12-5. But going through the schedule, I mean, must win games out with or without Deshaun Watson. You have to win 3 out of the first 4. I think that's a must. If you consider yourself a playoff team, you have to win 3 out of your first 4.
Please win the home opener. I beg of you.
No, it's the Browns. They're going to lose.
I beg of you.
It's a tradition unlike any other. Cleveland losing their home opener.
It's the freaking Jets, man.
Oh, man. Garrett Wilson's going to go off for like 300 yards and 4 touchdowns against Denzel Ward that day or something crazy, and the Browns are going to be the Browns. So the first 4, you have to win 3 out of the first 4. I think that's with or without Deshaun Watson. If you consider yourself a playoff team, that's a must. Chargers, toss-up. Patriots are the Patriots. I'd still say at home, that's probably a must win.
Which one? Patriots?
Patriots.
Yeah.
Ravens, if you can come away with the win in Baltimore, huge. But you're not you won't be favored in that game. Yep. Home against Cincinnati.
That's gonna be a fun one, man.
That is especially right before the bye week.
Yeah.
At Dolphins, I'm assuming the Browns will be favored in that game.
Yeah.
At Bills,
it depends on what the Dolphins are.
That's true. At Bills,
crazy.
If the Browns beat the Buffalo in Buffalo, my goodness, you'll have the Super Bowl chance. Yeah, that is just like brownie points. You're going in there not as a fan. I'm going in there expecting to lose. Obviously, as players, do not. Home against Buccaneers, toss up. It's probably a loss. If you win, you win. Texans must win. At Bengals, toss up. Home against the Ravens, toss up. Saints probably by that time a must win, and then Commander Steelers I'd say must wins. So your three of your first four must wins, and your final three are must wins. I'd say. Do you agree?
Yeah, I would just say the first four are you gotta get it done, man. It doesn't matter who your freaking quarterback is, quite frankly.
Just don't. 4-0 sounds so easy, but it's the Browns. It's hard for me to say that they're going to go 4-0 this first 4 weeks.
Your rosters are multiple tiers better than all four of those teams. So if you gotta take care of business. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is, quite frankly.
I completely agree. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You still have Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and Amari Cooper.
Right.
And David Njoku.
And not to get way ahead of ourselves, but like Jacoby Brissett is a quality backup compared to what
completely agree.
Case Keenum was. But
I'll whisper this so the people in Miami don't hear it, but Jacoby Brissett was better than Tua last year.
Yeah, he's shown over his career that he can play and he can spot start and kind of do well for a team. So it's gonna be interesting to see what the heck happens in the quarterback position this season. It's definitely looking like it could lead into next year. In terms of if there's a suspension or not, because not to go all the way down the trials here, but there's expected not to be any trials during the football season and during the off season until I think next off season. So it's going to be interesting to see if the NFL waits for the courts to kind of decide on this, or they actually kind of look at the evidence and then go ahead and figure out what their judgment is. But
personally, I just want it to be over and done with, just because it's not always hanging over our heads as Browns fans listen to a game. You know, that's going to be a huge talking point. So I don't know. And then all next offseason too. It's just one of those things where I just want it to be.
Yeah.
Over and done with and move on.
Right.
As far as the suspension goes.
Right. Yeah.
So schedule game, I have them going 11-6. Joe has them going 12-5. I'll gladly take either of those records, please. I guess anything else. And I mean, I just can't believe that we've almost talked for an hour. And like, I know I said this to start off the podcast, the fact that the NFL has turned this into a national holiday when we've known every NFL team has known their opponents for months. We just didn't know when they were going to play. And the NFL has somehow proven yet again that they're the most dominant pro sports league in America. And just like, it literally has turned into like a national holiday for football fans.
Yeah. It's that's why the NFL is God. And they just signed a $1 billion media rights the past couple of years. So, the cap space is going to explode, and the money is going to be flowing in the NFL.
Oh man, crazy, crazy, crazy. I guess any final thoughts before we move on?
I'll just go back to what I said earlier. I love that the bye week's in the middle of the season, and I love the first four games. Like, not to like predict there's a suspension or anything, but it gives us some leeway there a little bit. the first four games, so it'll be interesting to see what's going on. But yeah, it's gonna be some fun matchups. Just the October, November is gonna be a tough stretch. It's gonna make or break this team. It's gonna be interesting to see, because starting from the Chargers and ending at the Buccaneers, that is a tough stretch. Those are all, let's see, I think they're all playoff teams except for the Dolphins. Did the Ravens make playoffs? I don't think they did.
No, but I think the only team that made the playoffs is the Bengals.
Yeah, but they're still the Ravens. So that it just
one, they're still the Ravens. Two, that game is at Baltimore, which makes it tougher too.
Yeah, I'm just happy it's not at night. Ravens,
true. Especially when they're all black jerseys.
Oh my god,
that is a scary sight. And in Baltimore, man.
Worst thing ever.
True. Yeah. True that. I've already been looking forward to football season. It's my favorite season of the year just because I love the fall in Northeast Ohio. I love the weather. Football season, Saturdays from noon to 1 a.m. it's college football. Sundays from 1 to almost midnight it's freaking NFL. This just has me more excited for football season, honestly. Yeah. I love talking Browns, too. I know we had this podcast, obviously, so it's obvious that I love talking Browns. But, yeah, I know it's one thing to look at the opponents and be like, oh, the Browns play this team, this team, and this team. But it's cool to, like, look at the schedule now and see, like you said, week 9 bye, perfect.
Right.
First four games, a lot of leeway no matter who your quarterback is. But and like I said, no matter who the quarterback is, you have to win 3 out of those 4 if you consider yourself a legitimate playoff team. Right. That tough stretch in the middle of the season, that's going to be, at Bills, home against the Buccaneers, that is the toughest stretch you could possibly have.
Yeah. I'll throw a question out there. What are you most excited for? What game? Mine's that Bengals Monday night game. That's going to be awesome. Halloween.
Yeah, should be awesome. The only thing that won't be awesome about that is the fact that it's a home game and a Monday night, which means you're going. Yes. So we will be podcasting at like 12:30 in the morning.
details.
Man. No, that's probably, especially if I was going to that game, which, hey, who knows, maybe I will. But yeah, that's probably my most look forward to game. That is not correct English. The game I'm most looking forward to. Yeah.
It'll be fun to see Tom Brady, too, at home. I don't think – what's the last time? He's probably been here not often.
Last time the Patriots were here with Brady? I honestly don't – didn't the Browns upset the Patriots at home?
Yeah, that – oh, man.
Within like the last 5 years?
I was at that game.
All right, weird flex.
Thank you.
Joe having season tickets since saying that he's at that game.
I did not have season tickets that year, though.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Randomly got that.
my cousin and her husband, I was going to say fiance, Brandon. Remember Brandon from last year? He joined us on the podcast after we went to that one game. He was on the season ticket wait list 2 years ago. I think he actually got them this year. So maybe I will be going to multiple games. We'll see.
Nice.
But yeah, it should... like I said, I love football season. It's nice to see like the game by game breakdown of what the Browns schedule. Easy stretches, tough stretches. It's weird that their final 6 road games are all in back to back stretches. And it's crazy that 5 of their first 8 games before the bye are at home. Which, I mean, for Cleveland though, that's great. Although I guess it's kind of great. It's nice, it's much nicer weather, but then I would also rather play, I'd rather play this. Oh no, never mind. I'd rather play the Saints in December, late December. That's perfect at home because the Saints aren't going to be used to that cold weather.
Right.
So your home games in late November, Tom Brady can obviously play in the cold. But yeah, I think that Saints game could be, if it's snowing, that's a huge advantage for the Browns.
Yeah.
And although we're talking about Deshaun Watson, who I don't think has ever played in the snow. So.
Right. And we don't really have to worry about a kind of tough travel either, which is kind of nice this year. Last year there was quite a few that were kind of tough travels. A lot of West Coast teams. So
and speaking of that Saints game, that's a 10 a.m. local start. So if it's snowing too, that is a huge advantage for the Browns. Joe and I wanted to be one of the millions of podcasts that got on and talked tonight about the freaking NFL schedule holiday.
You guys better be here, man.
Yeah, you and a couple hundred downloads that we get per podcast.
Hey, we had a comment that said meow. Okay.
Lunch bee sandwich. It sounds like a freaking robot.
Can we put it up, please?
Oh my god. Especially it is definitely a robot because look at their freaking picture too.
I don't care. Look at that.
It's meow. Literally a cat.
That's how much our fans love us. We just got a meow.
I took it down. I Ooh. Wow. So, for all of you that gladly commented, and by all of you, I mean Lunch Bee Sandwich saying meow, who has a cat.
Big fan.
Yeah, big fan. Big, yeah, yeah. If you did tune into us live, though, please comment, just so we're not just looking at meow. I know Joe Gilbert's dad sometimes comments, But more of you comment. I promise we'll future it. I don't know why more of you don't comment. Maybe it's because no one watches this live. I don't know. But if you do watch this live, we appreciate it. Joe will just meow at you. We appreciate you watching us live if you did. Luckily, our faces are much smaller. I'm sure you would prefer this rather than when it's half and half. But yeah, it was great talking Brown schedule. We'll be back with you. I'm trying to think because a couple weeks ago was Brown or that 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks already since the draft?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago was the draft. We'll be back with you in the next few weeks talking Browns of some sort, whether it's Jadeveon Clowney signing or just something Browns. Just a Browns cast about the Browns, I guess. But for those of you that watch this live, we appreciate it. Always leave a comment. We'll future it if it's good. It's not just a meow from Cat.
Josh is going to break down practice film here.
I'll break down practice film because I'm obviously – a guy that breaks down X's and O's in film all the time.
Yeah.
But if you didn't watch this live and you are still listening to us, wherever you listen to your podcast, we appreciate you as well. Always leave a rating, leave a comment on ratings. I know I'd listen to quite a few podcasts and never leave ratings, but ratings mean a lot when it comes to the algorithm. So just leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, not 1 stars. And we'll be back with you sooner rather than later. Let's put it that way. Until then, and as always, go Browns.
Go Browns.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, cut.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on cannedairpodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.